My name is Joe Wilson, and I am from, well, actually, I'm from Seattle, I guess. I'm with Microsoft. So I'm the director worldwide of our academic initiatives, which means I sort of look after the programs and the people that are going out into universities and trying to make a difference.
And what is the Imagine Cup?
It's the world's premier student technology competition. What that really means is students from all over the world, like the Olympics, compete with technology to see who's the best of the best in a number of categories and finally make it to a finals, just like the Olympics, and see sort of who comes out on top.
And what sort of categories do you have?
So we have software design, which is kind of the crown jewel because it takes the longest to build and has for the most complexity. And then we have short film, which is sort of the artistic twist on what technology can do with a theme. The theme this year is technology enabling healthier lives. We have Project Hoshimi, which is a programming battle. So they code into a 3D engine in real time to see who wins. We have IT, so setting up IT systems like they might be in hospitals and then having people go through the challenges to see what happens. Algorithms, so the art and science of solving problems. And then there's one more, but I can't remember what it is. How is it different from last year's? For one thing, it's in India, which is a fantastic and wondrous, amazing place that's growing every single day. There are different categories, but more so we have different students. And every time we have different students, we get entirely different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Meg Majewski, and I'm from London, Ontario, I guess, or Toronto area. And what brought me here to India is Imagine Cup and this competition for Microsoft. We're competing in the short film category, and we created a short film called Paper Heart that is about 4.5 minutes with my three other teammates.
Sam Chow.
My name is Nick Haffey-Emsley. My name is not Ryan Marr.
My name's Ryan Marr. We're doing something that's never been done before. It's a box movie in India. This is a rare idea, something that we hope will go over very well with the audience here.
And so the four of us have come to India to compete in the finals. It took probably about 2 days for us to get here. No sleep in between, so we were exhausted when we arrived at 6 a.m.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh, that's terrible.
For our film here that we have to make, we receive one camera, it's a Canon XL1, as well as a boom mic, and we receive one computer, a Premiere Pro equipped computer, and that's all we have for our facilities pretty much to make this film in 36 hours.
36 hours. What sort of obstacles have you encountered?
So far, lack of sleep. We've encountered lack of sleep as a major obstacle in our journey, I guess, in making this film. Because all the other teams that arrived had been here for about a day prior, so arriving with 3 hours before we had to start was intense.
No, this is like, this is
for
a,
that, I don't know.
This is the, no. This
Holy
is a,
shit.
Yeah, this is a romantic, like, Bollywood scene, right?
Yeah.
A great, like, nice routine, like, you think that they're going to hook up and then it's well, but...
So you're going to have to get your flirt on pretty soon.
It's a cute little short film, and it brings about the themes of I guess, acceptance and unity, while also poking fun at some parts of the events.
What was your film about that got you here in the first place?
Our film that we made to come to India is called Paper Heart, and it's about a young girl who finds a heart in the forest, and she brings it back to her cottage and tries to nurse it back to health. While she can't do that, she enlists the help of an inventor in town who builds a machine, it's a hybrid machine, to zap the heart back to life, and once this happens, we actually now go into present day, and the inventor is a surgeon, and the young girl is waiting outside the hospital room watching her young boy have his heart brought back to life in the surgery room. So it's really a story about beauty and love and perseverance and the ability to breathe life back into something through technology.
Pretty awesome. Now, what's your plan for today? What's you got on your schedule?
Today we plan on going into the city, into Agra, and we're going to film at the Taj Mahal, which is going to be very unique. Hopefully nothing will happen to us there. We don't know how close we're going to be able to get to the actual building, because we are bringing camera crew and we're bringing equipment and a box. Our film has a box in it, a giant man box.
Never been here before.
Nick, I'm going to direct you.
him while you
Why would we wait for him?
We're like, hi. And then we're like, then we focus on him, then we cut, and then we focus on him doing his whole like thing. So then we forget about me, and you come over later after he's struggling for a while. Does that make sense?
And the clock's ticking. How much time do you have left until the film's going to be complete, Dina?
We have about 20, less than 20 hours left. Goodness, no. 12! 12!
We just finished the scene where Meg breaks my heart. She doesn't actually break my heart. I give her my heart, and then she offers to give it back, but it's too late.
Action!
Okay, any problems today? Any obstacles?
The heat. The heat is pretty brutal.
Alright, let's go get the next shot.
Let's go.
Right now we have to shoot a restaurant scene where our character, Trevor, who is a box species, he has a piece of bread stuck to his face.
That's never good. How would you say the shoot's going so far?
So far it's going very well. We seem to be on time.
It's kind of rainy here sometimes, and then it gets sunny and rainy, so we were trying to just get everything really consistent. So.
And what's your role in the film?
Everyone's just directing, so I'm doing most of the directing because Nick is in the box, and Meg is an actor, and Ryan is doing the cinematography, so I guess I'm doing most of the directing right now.
I'm still recovering from the shock of these wonderful hotel rooms.
They're nice.
They're very, very, very nice.
They don't smell.
No, they don't smell at all. And if someone else was in the room with me, they could see me showering, which is a plus.
Where's the rest of your team?
That's a really good question, actually. We've got Meg and Sam over here. Ryan is, well, we don't really know. We think he's still in bed, actually back at the other hotel. I understand that someone is on that, and maybe he'll join us later.
We had a computer malfunction for about 4 hours, meaning we lost 4 hours of our editing time. And they did not want to give us the additional time to make up for it, which was quite unfair.
I agree.
But at the same time, I mean, I do understand the reasoning is they didn't want to upset the other teams or anything like that.
The reason is because, like, everyone had computer malfunctions, so then everyone got that 2 hours, which is totally fair. But then our computer broke down for the 4 hours, so that's why, you know, that was the whole thing. But anyway, it worked out. We managed to finish it.
How are you feeling about your film in general? Are you confident?
It's good. I like it. I laughed. I cried.
It really is less about the competition here in India. It's really about the experience, and it's great, and it's about the bonding between all of us and seeing us at our worst and our best, and being able to put together something of quality, hopefully, within a very short time frame. So, and just meeting everybody else too has been amazing.
What a great souvenir to have, like, to go to India and be able to make a little film there and have the Taj Mahal as, like, our backdrop for one of our films.
Like you guys, the Taj Mahal, and a big cardboard.
Yeah, like, definite Kodak moments or...
All around.
Yeah, it was great.
Time for us to find out who won this contest, the short films contest. So what do you say?
Should I prolong the suspense for a while? Team Forest Canada.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, Sam, our other team member, couldn't be here. He's sick at the hotel. But thank you very much.
And I just say, we were so honored and thrilled to work with everybody, and everybody's goals were so amazing, and I think we all cheered each other on so much. So, I mean, this is an incredible moment for us all, so thank you.
Yeah, I just want to thank Microsoft for putting this on. This has been a really incredible competition. And again, you guys were
amazing.
Incredible. Really beautiful,
everybody,
beautiful stuff.
All the other teams.
I may request all the winners, along with the Honourable Minister, to join in for a picture. Must confess, that's the shortest acceptance speech I've seen at a film award ceremony.